Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about someone who was involved, who was in New Orleans, in the middle of it, and now is heading back to Florida, probably still in a shock, I would think. He called me up just a couple minutes ago. I said, well, why don't we have the conversation on the air? And we will right now. The legendary special teams coach, Mike Westhoff. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Well, Mike, how you doing? Well, I certainly didn't expect to be driving home, Mike, today. It was just, but that's what I'm doing. I'm in the car and I'm driving back to Florida.
Well, tell me, you've been around this league for a long time. Have you ever been through anything like that?
No, I never have, Mike. It's just, you know, I'm a supporter and a proponent of the officials because it's such a difficult sport to officiate, and just to see something that frustrating get handled in that regard. You know, as we look back on a game, you know, there's highs and lows and, you know, ebbs and flows to every game that we can all look at and say, you know, hey, we wish we had done this, or, you know, that could have made da-da-da-da-da. But at the same time, that's all a part of it. But then to see it culminate in that fashion is just so frustrating. And I believed that we were in a position that we would win the game.
Oh, it's over. Game's over. Yeah, game's over. Yeah.
So we made the catch. I thought we're going to
score a touchdown.
Down and it kicked the field goal. I got a great kicker. He's had an incredible year. We're going to make the kick, and I'm prepared to go to the Super Bowl, which for me, you know, that was my, I want to say it's 655th game. And I've been in that championship game numerous times, but I never had that opportunity. So for me, it was like a lifetime dream. I took a chance. I came out of retirement, and I didn't know anyone in New Orleans. I didn't know one person in that building. I never met Sean Payton, but I said, okay, I'll try. And it worked. I helped them and took a unit that was, you know, maybe toward the bottom and ended up right at the very top. And so I'm proud of that, but now I'm driving home. So it just smacks you right in the face, and it's a very, very difficult experience.
Well, one thing, Mike, which I to be – before we get to the – you can tell us so many things that you watched and saw happen that we didn't see on television. But we all know how outrageous the call was. We even know from the kid who said, I thought it was a touchdown. I just tried to foul him to break up the play because it was a walk-in touchdown. I tried to do whatever I could. I knew I was fouling him. I'm trying to foul him. So you got a guy who's telling you, I'm trying to commit a foul, and they don't call it. So it's that outrageous. But one thing shocked me was, after the gin catch, you're inside the two-minute warning. Rams only have two timeouts. I couldn't believe Sean threw it on first down. He could have taken it down to 50 seconds, kicked the field goal, and left him with no timeouts.
It's an interesting point. I'll tell you what, I wasn't there when he called the play, but I'm pretty certain, Mike, what it was an RPO.
Oh, it was okay. So he had he checked out of a run into a pass. Okay,
something he checked out of it was called the RPO.
Okay,
he had the option to do both things.
Gotcha.
And I believe now you'd have to ask Drew Brees, but I'm certain it was an RPO, and he took the ball and I thought, well, hey, I can grab this and throw this right in there. And they didn't execute it. So it wasn't like it was just a call pass.
Gotcha.
I think the option, and you'd have to ask Drew and Sean that.
I thought the game was over there. I thought once Ginn caught it inside 2 minutes, I thought you guys would run it down, either get a first down, maybe they'd let you score, or you'd kick the field goal and win the game.
Make them use their timeout.
Yes. Yeah, and then just either leave them plus three with 50 seconds and no timeouts, or they would have let you score. If you had taken that option, or you would have run it down, got a first down, you were on the 13, run it down, get a first down, you know, and take it down to 3 seconds and kick a field goal. That's all.
Thank you. That's exactly what we were all planning. And I believe, Mike, and I'd have to ask him that it was that type of thing, and he saw the opportunity, and then it just happened. Cause I don't
all right, well, tell me what you saw. Mike, what was going on the sideline? You've been on the sideline more games than everybody else in the building combined, probably, just about. There might be one other coach there who was there that long. You've been there for that many years. How did your sideline react that what we didn't see? I mean, what after that call?
When you see something like that, that you know, you just believe this is what it is, because see the guy. The type of formation that they do, they spread everybody out of their backfield. They do it fairly quickly. I mean, I watch it in practice every day. This is a very, very well-constructed offense that the New Orleans Saints have, believe me. And I've been around some good ones. You know, I was with Marino for a lot of years.
I know you were.
These guys know what they're doing. I mean, they're pretty good. And they came out quickly knowing that that they like to play a lot of man-to-man. Wade Phillips likes man down in that situation. And they were trying to make it a little bit difficult as to identifying your guy. So they doubled Mike Thomas, which we thought they would, and Mike drove in up and in. The same thing with the outside receiver. Now, the key guy coming out was lined up behind our right tackle. The guy that had to cover him was on the other side,
of the field. He said after the game, it was a touchdown. I tried to break it up. It was a touchdown. It was a walk-in touchdown.
I mean, so we run a little wheel route.
Yep. You know, the guy's wide open.
So this guy's coming desperately.
Yep.
See, I'm sitting, you know, I'm down on the sideline watching this all because, you know, we got a field goal team to get in. You know, there's a million things that can happen. So you're trying to, you know, you have to stay ahead as a coach looking at all that. And then you see this play develop, and you're expecting to see some type of, you know, if it's not a foul, you're expecting to see, you know, someone say it's under review or something, and then nothing. And it's like, well, what do we do now? And that's just a very, very difficult thing. And I think I would imagine that it'll be addressed in a fashion it could never happen again. But to happen, I mean, yeah, well, what about someone like me? I'm driving home.
You're going home, and who knows if Drew Brees are ever getting to another Super Bowl? Absolutely true. You know
that group of us that were together. You know, after that play that happened last year. You know, I went there last halfway through the year. They called me and they said they had a situation.
Right.
Could I help? And I said, well, I'll try. So I did. I helped, and it worked. And I helped them. And then we had that crazy play at Minnesota.
Yep.
But we came back and we picked ourselves right off the mat and fought our way to a 13-3 record with the number one seed in a very tough division, because that schedule we played was murderous. We played a tough schedule.
Absolutely. And you earned every bit of it. And look, you're going to be on the – after that penalty, you're going to be on a 5-yard line at worst with them having one timeout and a minute left. The game's over. I mean, you're going to run it down and kick the field goal. Or they're going to let you score, one or the other. So we know that. And you don't even have to score. You just take a knee and just line up and kick the field goal. The amazing thing is now you go through this, Drew throws – you get off the field, you go to overtime, you lose the game. What's now, before Peyton ever got to the podium, he had been talked to by the league. He even said the league called him twice. What was your locker room like?
It was just Mike, it was like a church. It was so quiet. There are guys that, you know, there's guys that handle it different emotionally. There's guys that get angry. There's guys that cry. You know, it's just a very somber place. Everyone looked at each other like, well, this can't end now. We can't end now. Can we go back and put the ball down and play it over? You know, we how can this end to come that far? And then all of a sudden, it's just gone. And it's a very, very difficult thing to handle because it takes so much to get there. I mean, it's a dogfight to get there. You know, when we play Philadelphia, they're a team that was back on the rise. It was a fight. And then so we get there. And I think the four best teams were playing at the end.
I don't think there's any question. Listen, you had a scary week the night week before, because the week before, you guys on third down lose 5 yards and make it a much longer kick, and you're going to go up 9 points, and you don't put the Eagles away, and you almost have a problem in the end of that game. You should have put that game away on the, you know, because the on third down you lose 5 yards. And you wind up making it a 50-something yard kick, and you miss the kick, and then now it's only 6 points, and luckily the ball bounces off Jeffrey's hands. Otherwise, who knows in that game? You come back this week, and you're playing a tough team, and they're a good team. I mean, they're a legitimately good team. You could have put them away in the first quarter, but it was a good game. It's a good game.
All the things that you just said. that's what makes the game such a great game.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the game's over if they make the proper call, which they know, and they even told them there was two penalties on the play, which is outrageous. And you're right, it'll never happen again because they'll put a remedy in for it. But the bottom line is the wrong team went to the Super Bowl.
That's certainly how I feel.
And everyone feels that way, but there's nothing you can do. There's no mechanism to fix it. That's the only problem.
That's the problem. And that's what, in the reality, for all of us, you know, what it cost you in a thousand different ways. I mean, what it meant to me, I took a chance. I took a chance on this team that I really thought this would be a great opportunity. I'm going to give it a shot. And I had just gotten out of the hospital.
Mike, it's funny. I corrected people. There were people who thought you were retired. They didn't even realize you were back in the league. I'm saying, no, he's not. He's coaching the Saints special teams. He's been coaching them for a year and a half. He's been on the side. There weren't even guys who realized you're back in the league.
If they look where we finished, they'd know.
I know. I mean, I knew you were there the whole time. I mean, I've been watching you.
It was a lot of fun. I had a good experience. It was a risk. You know,
perfect match for Sean, first of all. Sean is a perfect guy for you because he can handle you. He can handle your personality. He's not a guy who's afraid. You know that about him. He's a guy who's fearless. Yeah, you know, he's perfect for you.
They have a very good organization. I'll tell you, Mickey Lomas is really a good gentleman.
Yeah, I know Mickey. He's a good guy. And I tell you, Sean's a guy who's, you know, Sean, he's fearless. He's not worried about anything.
Well, he's not. You know, he came up with Bill. You know, he knows. Yep. He's a tough guy.
He is.
He takes charge. We've got, it's well organized. They've got good guys. And we know the guys you're reading about in the paper every day. This is a good group of guys. I had fun with them. It was a fun thing to be a part of. And, yeah, there were lots of highs and lows, but we kept fighting together. Nobody ever turned. There's no criticism. And so, you know, you really believed that it would be a heck of a game, which it was. It really was.
No, it was. I mean, and it's got to be tough for you driving back. I mean, you know, you should be headed to the Super Bowl right now, which you would have loved.
Yeah, I would have, because I was in this game, you know, four or five times, and it didn't happen for me. And I don't think it defines my career. But I would have given anything to get that one opportunity.
Hey, it's tough to get there, Mike. Look at Andy Reid. Look how many times he's had his heart broken. You know, look again this year. They just fired Bob Sutton. You know, he didn't stop the Pats in the fourth quarter. You know Bob Sutton's a good man. He just fired Bob Sutton because they had to let him go. You know that? Because they had to do something with the defense.
Exactly. It's just it's a tough business. But when you get an opportunity, you have to take it. You know, and we had... You know, plenty of things that could have gone different ways. I thought earlier we'd jump out to a better lead.
You had a chance to. Listen, you had a chance to blow them out in the first quarter. They got I know your guys were ready for the onside kick because you knew he had an onside kick ready. A fake punt ready. You knew he had a fake punt ready.
I called it.
I know you did. I called it on TV. I said he was going to go for it. Half of America knew he was going to go for it.
We played a safe look on it. I practiced. Matter of fact, in practice, I had Teddy Bridgewater be their punter so I could get the throw the right way. Because that kid throws like a quarterback.
He does. He's very good. And, you know, and Fossil's kids have become a good special teams guy.
I played him off the ball, backed in what we call a safe alert, and back, you know, and he just all you could. We know you could pass interfere against that outside receiver on a punt throw.
Yep.
So we don't worry about that. We practiced it every day, and the guy turns his back and he gets killed. You know, so, you know, of course, I was freaking out. But yet every other play that I was involved in, I felt like we won.
I thought you did it. Listen, your special teams are always going to be good. There's no question. We're talking about Mike Westhoff. Are you going to go back next year again now?
They mentioned it to me, Mike. To tell you the truth, I said.
How do you feel, first of all? Do you feel well enough to do it?
My leg got better. I was able to walk. You know, I first went there, I had just gotten off crutches.
Right.
I spent a long time with that surgery I had to have had my whole leg redone. But I feel so much better. You never
good.
Know. Like, I just want to go away. I want to go home. I haven't been home for a long time and put it behind me because it's so frustrating and to see you. To walk in a locker room to see it so devastated when you expected it to be.
What can you share, Mike? Now, not that he can say anything that can console him, but what did he say to his team?
No, just the fact that you know, I think he did a nice job of it. The disappointment that we all had, but yet the fact of how proud he was of every individual and how far we came and what they overcame. You know, a lot of teams after that Minnesota game last year would have collapsed. A lot of teams would have collapsed. He had to pull that together. He did a good job with that. And he made sure that everybody knew that, and he was very proud of that, of what everybody went through. And but what can you say? There's just, you're just devastated.
Did you think you had the best team this year? Did you think you would win the whole thing?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did. I did. Not that we were, not that we could win every time, but we had enough different ingredients that, that, you know, we could put a lot of things together. But when it was all working right, we were tough to beat. We had a lot of, it was an interesting football team. Was it perfect? No. But it had a lot of good things. And we could, you know, and of course, you know, you give Drew Brees the ball at the right time, look out. Now, he's pretty good. He can hurt you.
What did you notice? You've been on every sideline. I mean, you've been on more sidelines than anybody. What did you notice? Anything stood out with you about the officials on the play? Did you think anything that you saw?
No, I did. I knew this. I could see that the only thing that I know is there's enough guys that had a very good angle at the play.
Oh, so two guys were right on top of it. Both judges were right on top of it.
I was expecting it to be officiated in a normal fashion. I don't look at officials in a negative point. I really don't. And I study it. I used to do officiating reports. Sean gives a complete officials report to the team every Friday.
About who does what and how many holds and how many this, how many that, and everything else. Yep.
Not only that, incredible personal detail. He talks about who the guy is, and you know, we want to treat it with a respect. He believes in that, and I do too. But you know, you call it good, bad, right, and wrong. That's just what you do. But it's a tough business, and so.
This was game 652 for you. Is that what it was?
Something 650, whatever, Mike. I'd have to count. It's over 650.
Ever felt that way walking off a field before?
No, I've never been that disappointed. Never. I never felt that I'd come that close, and all of a sudden it was all gone. It just closed the door.
Did you? You've probably lost games. You lost a tough game last year. You've lost many heartbreaking games through your career. Everybody has who's been around as long as you. Has there ever been one that felt this way?
No, never. No, this was really because of the fact that I believed in this team. This team had 13 wins. It's hard. That schedule we played to get 13 wins? I mean, come on. We fought our tails off. I mean, I fought my tail off, and I was proud. And I thought, okay, we're going to play New England. That's who I believed it was going to be. I played New England 60 times. I would have loved to play New England. And so I was really excited, you know, thinking I'm going to have this opportunity to be in the Super Bowl. Now, I didn't know at that time who it would be. I didn't really care. But and then all of a sudden it gets yanked away, and that, you know, would I ever get that chance? And I've been awful close, and I was never to be. I never came that. I never had that. Never had that chance.
Well, listen, I know it's heartbreaking. Congratulations on a good season. I know it's tough to take. I hope you go back and do it again next year and take another swing at it.
You never know. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Coach. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, Mike Westhoff.